Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Yes, this is your host, Nicole Cleveland, author, motivational speaker, and founder of Breathe Again magazine. I am here yet another Thursday and so thankful that I can be before you doing what I love, and I'm loving what I do. And it's all about giving God his glory and praising him in the midst of these testimonies and victorious testimonies that we bring to you each Thursday. So I am here once again. And we have a great show for you this week. We're going to chat with Margaret Jackson. She has a victorious testimony, and basically we're going to talk about how she was paralyzed from the neck down, and God really just turned that thing around, and she is a living, walking, breathing miracle on today, and she is walking. She was paralyzed for a few years. But today she sings another tune, and it is all for God's glory. In our second segment, we're going to talk to best-selling author Alfina By Faith. We're going to talk about her new book, Women Renewed, A 21-Day Journey. So she'll be on the line in the second segment. And so I'm just honored to have both of these guests with me on today. Hope you are having a fabulous Thursday, a fabulous Thursday. Hope your week has been blessed and you are doing what God has called you to do on this week. Remember, one thing you can't get back is time. Once it's gone, it's gone. So do what you're supposed to do. Do it diligently and do it unto God. You know, what we do unto God. And that helps me because when I'm doing things and sometimes people aren't as grateful or they don't show appreciation the way that I think they should show appreciation. When I think about who I'm doing it unto and what we do everything that we do it unto God. That helps me. So I hope that helps somebody out there. If you've been tasked with some assignments or you're doing some things for other people, you may feel like you're undervalued. Just do what you do unto God because he is the rewarder, and he can reward like no other. He can reward better than a thank you card and an acknowledgement or somebody calling your name out. He is that rewarder. So to God be the glory. For great things he has done, doing, and going to do, remember to check us out online, breatheagainmagazine.org. Follow us on Twitter, at breatheagain, and connect with us on Facebook, facebook.com/breatheagainmag. You can go ahead and join our fan page out there. And, of course, we're on all the other social networks. You can just go ahead and pull up Breathe Again Magazine or me, myself, and I, which is Nicole Cleveland. You know, I come to you and I give you just a quick motivational moment, and that's what I'm going to do right now. You know, it's something that maybe the Lord dropped in my spirit when I was in alone time with him in the morning for my devotions or something I read, something I wrote. And this right here is going to be, I'm going to piggyback off of a testimony I put out there on Facebook yesterday. And I was congratulating my husband for a promotion that he got. And I'm so excited and I'm so honored and, you know, I'm so proud of my husband because we've been waiting for this promotion for over a year now. And it was kind of rough at some point, you know. We knew what God had told us to do. We knew what God had called us to. But it didn't seem like what he told us to do and what he called us to do was the reality. And we know it's not always the reality because we are in the spirit. But sometimes we get in our flesh and we're like, okay, did he really tell us to do that? You know, because it's not looking the way that it should be looking. So I just bless God. And I want to encourage those that maybe you gave up something because a lot of times we talk about what was taken away from us. But sometimes God tells us to walk away from some things. And if you are that person and you've had to walk away from some things, then you had it going on, then you walked away from it all, I want to let you know that God is in the rebuilding business. He will rebuild you, he will restore you, and he will reestablish you as long as you seek him first in all that you do. I'm a living testimony. We are living testimonies. So just hold on, my sister. Hold on, my brother. So that's my little motivational moment right there. God will rebuild you, he will restore you, and he will reestablish you if you walked away from some things. And our time is not his time, so just wait on him. Be patient and just do what you do unto God. So that's my little motivational moment. We're going to go ahead and get into the show today. Well, let's look. Let's see. Our first guest is Margaret Jackson. She was paralyzed at the age of 46. She was paralyzed from the neck down. She was hit on the head. And she's going to be on the line today to talk about her journey, to talk about her story, and to inspire those out there that may be going through some things. And it does not look like there is no hope in sight. So, Margaret, are you there? Are you on the line?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Thank you.
You are more than welcome. So, well, why don't you tell the audience a little bit about who Margaret Jackson is?
Well, my name is Margaret, and at the age of 46, later in the light, it hit me head on, and she broke my neck, my 4, 5, and 6, and I was paralyzed from the neck down. I had to use a mouth device for a minute, and the doctor said that I'll never walk again, but I chose to believe God. You know, I thanked him for everything he did for me, but I said, God, I said, by his stripes, I'm healed. I said, I'm going to walk again. I just don't know when. I just know that I am. And I just held on to the word of God and my faith. My faith. My faith got me through so many obstacles in my life. It was my faith. But he said, if you just have a little faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can tell that mountain to move. So I held on to my faith in the word of God, that by his stripes I was healed and I was going to walk again. I just didn't know when. My life was changed, but God have did so much for me. He have done so much for me, continuing doing so much for me. And I give him all the glory.
Amen,
and I had to learn to forgive that lady that ran the light and hit me head on. I had to learn how to forgive her.
I'm sure that was maybe a difficult task as well, because you find yourself paralyzed, ran the red light, you find yourself paralyzed and unable to walk, unable to live a normal life as you were once living. So talk to me a little bit about the journey while you were paralyzed, because I know in your submission you said you asked the Lord why, and I think that's important, because some people will say we're not to ask God why things happen, and you were a believer, you were witnessing for the Lord, you were going to church, you were a woman of faith at that time. So talk to me about that journey. How did you feel when you found yourself walking, doing what you could do, and then now you're paralyzed? What was going through your head?
Well, I asked the Lord why. Why me, God? Why me? I say, I pray for everybody else, Lord. And I get up and I pray for myself. I pray every morning. I go to church. And I do. I try to live my life right. And I said, Lord, why me? And I was on my pity pot and I was crying. And I didn't understand why me. And then I said, Lord, you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me. You said you'll never leave me alone. And it's like I heard this voice that said, I never left you.
Right,
and when I
feel
like I heard this voice that said, I never left you, it's like it gave me my strength to keep on going on and keep on pushing and pushing every day. But I've been through a lot in my life. I've been through a lot, being paralyzed. You're not able to scratch your nose. You know, you're not able to do anything for yourself. You're not able to wipe your tears. You know, your life changes. It changes.
Yeah. And Margaret, you also said that a lot of people walked away. You really found out who was on your side and who wasn't on your side. Talk a little bit about that, because a lot of times when we have it going on and we are doing what we are doing, we got a lot of help and we got a lot of people that are following us. But when we get in those trenches and we need the help of those that say they love us, there's no one to be found. So talk to me about that.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you lose your friends. You even lose family members. No, that's a hurtful thing, too, you know. And friends walk away from you, the one that is supposed to be your friend, where you thought was your friend, but you found out it wasn't your friend. And then your family members, they walk off and leave you as well. But God kept me.
Yeah.
He kept me.
Yeah.
He kept me.
Yeah. And you never lost your faith. Never lost your faith. You maybe questioned it at some times, but you didn't lose it.
I didn't lose my faith. I didn't lose my faith because I just knew that God was going to bless me one day. I didn't know when. I just knew that if I keep asking, because he said ask and you shall receive. He said knock and that door should be open. And
yeah.
I kept asking and I kept knocking. And I said, Lord, you know, I know you're going to bless me one day, but
yeah.
I don't mind waiting because I know my blessing is coming. It's coming.
Yeah.
And, by the grace of God, I now use the walker / canes.
Praise God.
I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
You are blessed.
I give glory. All the glory and all the honor.
Right. Talk to me about the day when you found out that you could use that walker and you could start walking. And I know there was some victory up in that place. Go take me back to that day. Maybe you woke up and you said, hey, let me try this. And you're like, I got it. So take me back to that day where you discovered that you can now walk.
Okay, well, I was in physical therapy, and this happened in like 2008. November 12th, 2008, on a Wednesday. I'll never forget it. And I asked my physical therapist, I said, do you think I ever walk again? That was just a question I just threw out there. Do you think I ever walk again? And she told me, well, I don't see it right now. She said, but I believe you will, but not right now. I said, if you don't mind, could you pass me that walker, please?
Wow.
And she passed me the walker. And I made a few steps on that walker. And I was so proud. And she said, oh, my God. She said, Ms. Jackson, I'm not going to never doubt you. When you say you can do something, I'm going to never doubt you. And so the first place I wanted to do, I wanted to walk to the bathroom. Praise the name of my God. And everybody, they were screaming, and they were so happy for me. That was just my few steps that I made. But that was a glorious time because, you know, she didn't think I could do it, but in my mind I could, and God let it came to pass on that day.
Amen. And she didn't know who you served. That's what that was.
That's right. That's right. I serve a good God.
Amen.
But God doesn't do anything but fail. Praise the name
of
my God.
Amen. Yeah. What a victorious testimony that you have, Margaret. Last words, I really want you to minister to somebody right now that feels as though their situation is hopeless. They may have a son or a daughter that is paralyzed, or they themselves may be listening and are paralyzed, and they don't feel like they'll ever get their life back. I want you to take a moment and encourage them right now.
I would just like for them to be patient. You know, you got to be patient with us, you know. We might can't do everything right away, you know, but you got to be patient, you know. You gotta encourage them to do more, and you gotta show them love, you know. Be there for them and show them love, and you just gotta show them love.
Amen. 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 Well, Well, Ms. Margaret, that has been our time. Thank you so much for your transparency and for stopping by the show and sharing your victorious testimony, because God did it. They thought you would never be able to walk again, and today you can say, look at me now. So to God be the glory for great things He's doing in your life.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. You're welcome. All right, listeners, that has been our first segment. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to chat with best-selling author Alfina by Faith about her new book, Women Renewed, A 21-Day Journey. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering in secret? Do you feel like you're alone and no one knows how you feel? The Bible says we overcome by the power of our testimony. The problem is, no one is telling the real testimony. I have found a place that knows exactly how I feel. Real women with real issues, sharing how they overcame, and so can you. Subscribe to Breathe Again Magazine today. www.breatheagainmagazine.com.
Hi, this is Smitty Smith, River City Blues Realty, inviting you to purchase a home with as little as $500 of your own money while taking advantage of up to $42,000 of down payment grant funds. Visit our website, rvahomegrants.com. Again, that's rvahomegrants.com, and check out our NSP homes. And while you're there, look at our other homes in Richmond, Henrico, and Chesterfield. Again, rvahomegrants.com. It's your move.
Amen, amen. Well, welcome back to the show. Hope you enjoyed that first segment. We were talking to Margaret Jackson. What a victorious testimony. She was once paralyzed, and now she is walking. Well, we're going to go right into our second segment, and my guest today is best-selling author Alfina by Faith. We're going to chat about her new book, Women Renewed, A 21-Day Journey. Now, this book will challenge every woman to believe that truly no condition is permanent and nothing is too difficult for God to do. And you know I love that. Love it, love it, love it. So I'm going to bring her on the line now. Alfina by Faith, are you there?
I am, Ms. Nicole. God bless you. Good evening.
God bless you, and thank you so much for stopping by. You are on your fabulous virtual book tour. How's it going for you?
It's going wonderful. I'm so excited getting to meet wonderful new people and getting the word out about this blessing from God. So I'm very excited.
Amen, amen. And so we want to say a special shout out to Faith the Believer, Sister LaTanya.
Yeah.
We love her up at Breathe Again Magazine and the radio show, doing great work for the kingdom, for the kingdom. So look, why don't you chat a little bit about who you are? Who is best-selling author Alfina by Faith?
Well, I am a mother. I am a child of God, first and foremost. I am someone that has been renewed. You know, I have a day job, and I'm working on this call of God upon my life and my purpose. I am, you know, originally from West Africa, from Sierra Leone, and I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I love doing the work of God. I love sharing the work of God. I'm very moved by the lives of youth, and determined to bless any that come my way to get to know what their purpose is and get to have them to breathe again. Actually, I love the title of your show. I was just sitting here listening to Margaret, you know, listening to you and Margaret. I'm like, oh, God, I'm like jumping in my seat. And her story is a blessing. I have a loved one in my life who had a very similar story, and we thank God for miracles. I believe in miracles, Amen.
Every day. I say God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. That is the word
he
of God.
He sure is.
What he did before, he will definitely do it today if we just hold on. If we just hold on. And sometimes the holding on gets hard, honey. Sometimes it gets hard.
Yeah, tell me. I know. I'm holding right now.
Yes, baby. I understand. Well, tell me a little bit about the book, Women Renewed, A 21-Day Journey. How was the vision brought forth? Where did it come from?
Well, Woman Renewed came from God. It came as a second book out of a series of books, and the series started with Youth Renewed, which I don't, have the time to go into that one now, but it's a 21-day journey to maximize your new life in Christ. And that book just became a blessing to so many people all around the world, and it was not until I completed that that the Lord opened my eyes to see that there's a books of Renewed, a series, and logically for me, Woman Renewed was next. It comes from a very personal place because I myself have been renewed. I've gone through very trials, incidents in the past 3 years. I'll just use that word. And
okay.
In the past 3 to 4 years, and I've seen God, bring honey out of a rock for me. I've seen God make the impossible possible.
Hallelujah.
I've seen him cause me to breathe again. I've seen him restore the times and the years and everything that the locust and the cankerworm has eaten. Everything that is said about the restorative power of God, I have experienced it in the past 3 years. And it's only my purpose to just, make his praise glorious everywhere I go. And he has chosen to bless me with the gift of writing, and that is what all my books are about. So Woman Renewed is a 21-day journey for any woman to change any story and become the virtuous new you that you were made to be all along. So we look at 21 women in the scriptures whose lives were changed. Some, were barren and gave birth to children. Some, had their dead children raised. Some, found husbands. Everything that changed a woman's life, we are looking at from the scripture. And we use women like Hannah, like Sarah, like Mary, the mother of Jesus. I looked at people like Rebecca. I looked at Rahab, women that blessed me personally, and stories that we see today in 2013. But we're looking at what these women biblically did to change their own stories. God does everything, The answer's in his hands, the miracles are in his hands, but there's a man factor. There's something that we're expected to do. Some of us might just need to obey a word. Some of us may just need to give. Some of us may just need to be nice to a stranger like Rebecca was. There is a man factor that each woman needs to put into place to get all that God has in store for us, and that is what Woman Renewed looks at.
Well, you better get ahead. I'm about to tell these people, send you a PayPal offering right now.
Praise God.
I love it. I absolutely love it because there's nothing too hard for nothing too hard for God. And
nothing
everything that we need is in the Word of God. And I love that because you go back and you go and you pull these women out, victorious women that are in the Bible.
Yes.
So to say, okay, your circumstance is nothing compared to what they had to endure, and look at what God did for them.
That's right. The Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that you're enduring today, somebody else has been there, maybe even worse before, and many are alive to tell about it. And the scriptures were given to us for a reproof, for correction, for us to learn from. They're not just stories that we read and close, but they're stories that we're supposed to gain wisdom from. And I believe that there's wisdom behind each and every one of these 21 women. So I just put them to pen and paper, and I pray that every woman that gets their hands on it will be able to learn something and also walk in their newness of life.
Absolutely. Now, when you were writing this, now I know when we write and we minister and when we encourage and we help, it seems like the spotlight is on us, and then that's when we start going through what we have been ordained to go through. And so it's sort of like, okay, you want to be writing about healing? Okay, now when you're going to be sick. You want to be writing about encouragement? You need somebody to encourage you. And it seems like that happens all the time. In your journey of writing this book, is that what happened?
Well, of course, that's just exactly how it works. And things come up to challenge what you're saying, to challenge what you're preaching, to see if you will truly walk the walk, or walk the talk, rather. For me, several challenges came up, financial challenges, family stuff, different issues arose that if I wanted to remain renewed, I had to just keep focusing on God, keep focusing on Jesus, and so many things. I mean, particularly during Youth Renew, the first book, I mean, that came up maybe like 2 months after, very, very life-changing situation for me. I lost a family member. I lost a marriage. So things happened, and these are all products of it, of turning pain into purpose, that
God, the Lord told me that you don't have to remain where a tragedy put you. You don't have to remain where a divorce left you. You can get up out of it and walk into what I have for you. And you can see that it would even be greater and bigger than anything else that you ever thought you had, because he makes all things new in his time, all things beautiful in his time. He says, behold, I do a new thing, and now it springs forth. If you look at it now, it springs forth. So I'm in my now. I'm not even worried. It said, looking forward to the price of the mark of the higher calling. And those things happened, yes, and my writing came out of those places, out of those tight places. But I believe it was Jacqueline Carr that says, greater is coming. Your greater is coming. It says, if it wasn't for the pressing, my God, if it was not for the pressing and the shaking and the grinding, there would be no oil to come out of it. There would be no anointing.
Yeah.
Something had to squeeze. Something had to hurt. Something had to pinch. But the end thereof is the praise of God. The end thereof is the praise of God. So I'm just a product, you know, and I'm just like, thank God for that too. But when anybody looks at me or looks at my story, they see the glory of God. So it's all good.
Right. It's all good. That's right. It's all good.
All things work together. All things work together, right?
Good. So good. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Well, talk to me a little bit about your favorite. When you were writing the book, you went back and you looked at the women of the Bible. Which woman encouraged you the most?
My God, the woman with the issue of blood.
Yes.
The woman with the issue of blood. She was a woman that carried something. She carried, now, okay, we know the blood. If we just look at being women, we understand what that is. And for 12 years, the Bible says she carried this condition. And every place that she went, I can just imagine if it was in 2013 in Washington, D.C. somewhere, she's down at the bus station and at the metro, and people are smelling her. They're staying on her clothes, and people are seeing the condition that she is in. And it begins to make her question herself as a woman, maybe even question, maybe she had no children, it questioned her maternity. It's questioned her value as a woman. No man would want to come close to her. Nobody would probably even give her a kiss or try to even, you know, get close to her physically or even romantically. But she carried this baggage. And the Bible said that she heard about Jesus. It said she heard about him, and she said to herself, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made whole. And I began to think of this woman today and age. If you are a woman out there and you're listening to me and you're going through something, this woman, what she did to become renewed, the first thing was that she heard, and when she heard about him, she believed what she heard, and then she said to herself, remember, she had gone to many doctors and spent much money, and she was not healed. She wasted money and time, and she was not healed. She probably talked to all the wrong people. She probably asked all the wrong people to pray for her. She probably had people laughing at her. But the Bible says, when she said to herself, she came to an understanding that I need to take this step. I need to say to myself, and then she began to take the step, because the Bible says, it says, death and life and the power of the tongue. So she gave herself life by saying to herself that if I could touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. Then she walked the talk. The Bible says faith without works is dead. Then she began to walk to him, through the crowd, through the people that were laughing at her, through the disciples that even tried to push her away. She was not caring about those. She kept her eyes focused on the garment of Jesus, because she knew that that is where her healing was. And the Bible says she pressed through. She pressed through and she pressed through. And she made it to the hem of his garment. And the Bible says when she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. But not only that, the Bible says that he knew that somebody had touched her.
Yeah.
He knew, because he said that virtue left out of him. So my question to a woman listening to me was, number one, what are you saying to yourself? Number two, how are you working that faith? How are you walking, W-A-L-K, that faith that you claim to have? And number three, when you finally enter into the presence of God, are you getting his attention? The Bible says virtue left him. When she touched him, he knew that somebody touched him. She caught his attention. Do you carry the thing that will catch his attention? Do you carry the thing that will catch his attention? And her issue was done with. That blood was done with. The 12 years was done with. It was like a dream, like it never happened before. But she began at a place of believing the word. And the Bible says she said to herself, many of us, we hear so many things. We encounter so many things. We go through so many things. We are saying everything, but we're not saying to ourselves. You need to start saying things to yourself. Say what the word said to yourself. Say something to yourself about where you want to get to, and then work that faith. Work that talk. Don't let it be just talk. Walk it and get to the hem of his garment, and your life will never be the same again.
Well, that was your favorite. I see that now.
I love her.
Yes. Well, why don't you give the audience information about contacting you, purchasing the book? How can they purchase the book?
The book can be purchased. It releases on August 13, 2013, which is next Tuesday. It's also my birthday, and the book will be able to be purchased on Amazon.com. It is on ebook format, and that means it can be downloaded on Kindle, on iPad, on iPod, on a computer, on a smartphone. You don't need a Kindle. You can download it on any electronic device, and it will be there for less than $5. And then the hard copy, the soft copy, rather, paperback, can be purchased at my website, which is alfinabyfaith.com. And that's a secure website where we take, you know, all forms of payment. And that's those two venues the book can be purchased, alfinabyfaith.com and also at amazon.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, that has been our time. You have been a blessing. I just want to take the time to thank my first segment guest, Margaret Jackson, as well as Alfina by Faith. Listeners, go out there and purchase her book. Go to her website, connect with her, support her. She is doing kingdom work in the kingdom, and we need to be supporters one to another. So to God be the glory for this show.
Amen.
I know somebody was encouraged, and I know they were motivated, they were inspired, and they took away some nuggets, some action steps they can do to apply to their situation. And that's what we come to you for each and every week. It's not about us. It's all about Him. It's all about Jesus. So as you know, I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time, God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.